I'm the Jobcaster, and this is the Tech Jobcast. Hi, job seekers. Welcome to the Tech Jobcast. I'm the Jobcaster, and each week I'll bring you the latest job listings from Jobcast Central, along with hints and tips on getting the most out of them. Today's show is sponsored by Jobcast Central. Search thousands of job listings from around the web at www.jobcastcentral.com. Jobcast Central, the portal to your next career. The task of writing a resume is a necessary one, but it can be stressful. Depending on your language, composition, and spelling abilities, writing any type of document may or may not be your natural forte. It may seem like a chore or an intimidating task or a scary prospect that is better left to a professional resume writer. A lot of folks don't like to write resumes, which is why an entire cottage industry was created to provide such a service. The question is, should you write your own resume or hire someone else to do it for you? There are two schools of thought on this which merit thoughtful discussion. On the one hand, hiring a professional to write your resume for you may provide you with a professional document that gives employers a more favorable first impression of you as a professional. If it is perfectly formatted and perfectly printed with perfect punctuation and no spelling errors, your resume may be more than likely to impress those who read it. It may also relieve a lot of the stress involved in preparing for your job search. Simply put, hiring a professional to write your resume for you is easier than writing it yourself. Of course, it costs more, but it's easier. On the other hand, there are many advantages to writing your own resume, but I will mention three. First, your qualifications and experience are written in the first person, not by a stranger, and you can promote yourself and your abilities in the order that you think is the most important or relevant to the job you are seeking. After all, who knows you better than you? Second, writing and printing your own resume can allow you to customize it for each individual job you apply for, expanding opportunities during your job search, and possibly increasing the chance that you will land a specific job in a field in which you previously did not expect to search. Also, it doesn't cost as much to do it yourself. If you are currently out of work or have been out of the job market for a while, you may be on a tight budget, so hiring a professional may be a financial burden. A good resume writing service isn't cheap, and a cheap one may not be any good. However, there are a lot of resources available to help you write your own quality resume, and many of them are free. At the end of the day, if you do it yourself, you may save more than just money. There is also the issue of ethics. If you present a polished resume to a potential employer that you did not create yourself, and the decision to hire you is based, at least in part, on the writing skills presented in the resume, would that be considered a form of false or misleading advertising? If that writing sample was important criteria for landing the job, it could become a serious problem down the road. At the very least, it could lead to disappointment when your employer realizes that your writing skills don't match what was presented in your resume. Should you write your own resume, or should you hire someone else to write it for you? Perhaps the best way is to utilize elements of both. Learn the basics of resume composition, then draft it yourself in your own words. Once you have the general document ready, put it aside for a day or so. Then read it again. Change it as needed, and when it seems complete, take it to a professional. Not to write or rewrite the resume, but to evaluate and proofread it. Don't let them rework it for you, but allow them to notate any recommended changes. Listen to their advice and suggestions. Then finalize your resume based on their input and what makes sense to you. In this way, you can produce a more professional resume, and it's all yours. I'm the Jobcaster, and this is the Tech Jobcast. Here's some of the latest tech job listings from Jobcast Central. Full-time, work-at-home customer support, cable industry, 12-5-17 class. Sutherland. Anywhere. Full-time IT service technician, information technology, Lake County, Illinois, Waukegan, Illinois. Full-time IT project manager, APN Software, Allen, Texas. Full-time IT operations support analyst, Nyack Plastic Surgery, St. Louis, Missouri. Full-time assistive technology help desk technician, Koniag Information Security Services, KSS, Baltimore, Maryland. Full-time print IT business systems analyst, Medtronic, New Brighton, Minnesota. Temporary IT tech warehouse, Attico, Martinsville, Virginia. Full-time field tech analyst, NTT Data Services, Decatur, Illinois. Full-time communications tech 2, Sacramento Metropolitan Fire District, Mather, California. Full-time manager, database marketing technology, Spectrum, Stamford, Connecticut. Full-time IT ops specialist, tech solutions, CenturyLink, Chesterfield, Missouri. Full-time senior analyst, Infotech, Spectrum, Maryland Heights, Missouri. Full-time IT associate 1, Duke Energy, Charlotte, North Carolina. Part-time information technology specialist, Department of Homeland Security, Austin, Texas. Full-time IT road service technician, Mavericks Office Solutions Incorporated, Wooster, Ohio. Part-time IT technician, EEA, Austin, Texas. Full-time IT instructor for IT training program, Just a Start, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Part-time career coach for IT training program, Just a Start, Cambridge, Massachusetts. Full-time second and third shift seasonal IT tech, Attico, Martinsville, Virginia. Full-time IT application portfolio analyst, Consumers Energy, Jackson, Michigan. Full-time information technology support analyst, Environmental Solutions Group, Fort Payne, Alabama. Full-time software engineer, Integration Information Delivery Construction, Prudential Financial Incorporated, Shelton, Washington. Full-time engineer tech lead, VRealize/VMware, Request Technology, Homewood, Illinois. Full-time IT account management, oncology, Merck USA, Gwynedd, Pennsylvania. Full-time executive assistant, information technology, Fox Careers, Los Angeles, California. Full-time client field tech service senior associate, NTT Data Services, Denver, Colorado. Full-time IT analyst, PepsiCo, Arlington, Texas. Part-time information systems analyst 2, ITARS, Central Piedmont Community College, Charlotte, North Carolina. Full-time computer technician, Geeks on Site, Clarksville, Tennessee. Part-time computer repair technician, University of Minnesota, Rochester, Minnesota. Full-time customer service / contact center tech spec, First Data Corporation, Omaha, Nebraska. You can find these job listings and more at www.jobcastcentral.com. Employers, list your IT jobs free. Become a member of Jobcast Central. Membership is free with unlimited job listings for a limited time. To join, go to jobcastcentral.com. If you have questions or comments, send them to me. Simply email the Jobcaster at techjobcast.com. For more tech jobs and the latest IT job listings, subscribe to the Tech Jobcast on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or Blueberry.com. You can also visit us anytime at www.jobcastcentral.com. The Tech Jobcast is now a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. You can hear it and other great tech podcasts at www.techpodcasts.com. I'm the Jobcaster, and this is the Tech Jobcast. Keep listening, and you may just hear your next career.